AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the start of the Memorial Day weekend, the CDC has new guidance for kids at summer camp. Children who are fully vaccinated do not have to wear masks indoors or outdoors. Those who aren't fully vaccinated should still wear masks outside when they're in crowds or in sustained close contact with others and when they are inside. The government authorized the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds earlier this month. President Biden kicked off the weekend by marking the nation's vaccination progress and thanking troops. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In Virginia, which today lifted many COVID-19 restrictions, the president marked summer's unofficial start by saying more vaccinations mean more freedom to go to baseball games, the beach, whatever makes people happy.
We aren't just saving lives, we're getting our lives back.
Later at a military base.
You are the backbone of the country.
The president thanked troops.
Not thank you for your service, just thank you for who you are.
Saying they're the 1% of the population defending 99% of the rest of us. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's reaction after Republicans in the Senate blocked a vote on creation of a commission to look into the January Capitol riot.
Shame on the Republican Party.
Schumer accused Republicans of trying to sweep what happened in January under the rug.
Because they're afraid of Donald Trump.
Christian Bahena Rivera was found guilty in Iowa of kidnapping and killing a University of Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts, in 2018. Chad Freeze is Bahena Rivera's attorney.
The fact that there was DNA evidence in the trunk and the fact that he led them to the body, I mean, it makes it extraordinarily difficult.
5 weeks after Derek Chauvin was convicted of murdering George Floyd in Minnesota, three Washington State police officers pleaded not guilty in the death of Manuel Ellis, another black man who pleaded for breath under an officer's knee. The Dow finished up 64 points. This is AP News. British government regulators approved a new vaccine.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerator temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to 4. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan extended a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas for 20 more days. Infection rates are not slowing, and the Tokyo Summer Games are supposed to start in 50 days. Japan's prime minister says he will proceed with preparations for safe and secure games. Ed Donahue, AP News.